Welcome indeed to hour number two of the Mark Moses Show. Let's get over to the campus of Eastern Florida State College and talk to my good friend, head coach Jeremy Shulman with Eastern Florida Basketball. Coach, how you doing today?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing great. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
Hey, congratulations on another conference championship. How'd you guys get it done here, especially earlier in the week?
Well, first and foremost, we've had some success, obviously, in the past, but this championship was as difficult to achieve as any that we've had in our 14 years. It's just amazing. The level of competition, the level of talent. I mean, four teams from our conference are top 25 in the country. That's the most of any conference in the country. There's unbelievable talent. There's great coaches. So for our guys to bond together, to stay connected, and to win a Citrus Conference championship, I'm just so proud of our guys.
You guys won, I believe, at Polk State. It feels like it was 5 weeks ago, but it was Monday. It was Monday the 4th, 75-60. You had to win that game, correct, to win the conference?
We did. We had already swept Daytona, who's a fantastic, fantastic team. But because of how close everything was, I mean, we had to win all the way down to our last game at Polk. And Polk's a fantastic team as well, with Dominique Nelson at guard and Brandon Giles as the coach. And we had to win that game on Monday to get it done. And we won it. Our guys got to enjoy it. We drove 2 hours back and cut down the nets at about 11 o'clock at night at Eastern Florida. So it was pretty special.
I know sometimes it's hard doing those long bus trips back to Melbourne, but was that a nice one to take 2 hours back here?
That was a very nice one. So, again, it just, this group amazes me, and to be able to celebrate with them, in a unique time. We've never actually cut down the nets at almost midnight in our gym. We've done it different ways, either winning it at home or cutting it the next day or doing a pep rally. But, you know, we wanted to do something different. Our guys were fired up. So to, you know, win that game 75-60 and then head back, and it was pretty special. We even videoed everything on Instagram Live, so anyone that wanted to watch could watch. So it was a very, very special night.
Well, congratulations again. I know this is not easy to win a conference championship, especially your tenure there over a decade. You have changed conferences, and you still have brought a product out there to compete every single night. What makes this one different and special for you when you look at your tenure there at Eastern Florida?
So this one was so special. I mean, they're all special, but to your point, we won a number of them in the Southern Conference. Then we got moved to the Mid-Florida Conference. Then they combined conferences and created the Central Conference, and we won those as well. And now it's the first time in the Citrus Conference. I'll tell you what makes it special is it's the first time in the history of Florida that every program outside of the Panhandle is all in the same conference. And when I first got in here, I mean, the state's always been loaded, but there were four different conferences. And then a couple teams dropped out and they merged into three conferences. And now for everyone outside the Panhandle to be in one mega conference, I mean, it's just, it feels like the SEC in football now adding Oklahoma and Texas. I mean, it's just what a gauntlet. And for us to win it with everybody in it, it's just very, very special.
Daytona, you brought them up. You beat them back at home. That was the 21st of February, 76-62. I said this on the broadcast when I did it on TV. I think that's one of the finest victories in the history of the program. I'd never been prouder of that basketball program than the defense you played that night. How proud were you of getting that victory against a superpower this season in Daytona?
Oh, just so proud. And again, I mean, Coach Cantanz at Daytona does an unbelievable job. I mean, they're 28-2 on the year. Their only two losses, both to us. And for our guys to guard the way we did, really in both games we played, except for a little bit down the stretch at their place, but especially as you talked about the game at our place, I mean, we just guarded and executed our game plan. It was very, very special. What a win. What a win over a great team and over such a well-coached team. And just so proud of our guys for finding a way and getting it done.
Wait, what's the record? What'd you say?
20? They are 28-2 with both losses to us.
What does that tell you about matchups in college basketball?
it says a lot about matchups, and hopefully it says a lot about Eastern Florida Titans.
Now where do we go from here then if you're the Titans?
So we've got our state tournament next week up right outside of Destin, up in the Panhandle at Northwest Florida. Obviously, it's going to be a gauntlet up there as well, the top eight teams in the state. We'll find out our seeding tomorrow right about 10:30, somewhere between 10:30 and 11. But we don't even know our opponent yet. But we'll go up there, and we'll play Wednesday in the quarterfinals. And the semifinals will play Friday, March 15th, and then the championship game will be March 16th at 2 o'clock Central Time. So we're excited for the opportunity. We've got to keep getting better, obviously, but I love this team, and I'll go to battle with these guys any day.
All right, here's the tough question. I feel bad I have to ask it, but I have to. We're here with Jeremy Shulman. Why do you feel like your team struggles when you go up to the state tournament?
No, it's a great question. And the first answer is a pretty easy one. The eight teams that go to the state tournament, and specifically on most years, you know, the top four out of that eight, are the best in the country. And there's a reason it's the best region in the country with the best talent. And so it's arguably just as hard, if not harder, to win a state tournament, you know, on the men's side of men's basketball here in Region 8 than it is to even win the national tournament. And I was told that when I was an assistant coach in Mississippi before I even got here. And obviously, once I've gotten the job here, I've been able to see it firsthand. And case in point, you know, 2017, we, you know, get to the state title game and just come up just short, but we get all the way to the national title game as well. And
yeah,
following year, you know, we don't win it, but we get all the way back to the Final Four for the second straight year and then beat Vincennes in the third place game, finished third in the country. And, you know, it's just, you've got to have a little bit of luck on your side in addition to everything else in tournament time. And hopefully this is our year to win the state tournament and cut down the nets. But we'll give it our best shot. We'll prepare the best we can. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get it done and cut down the nets in Knightsville.
Can we just move that tournament to here? Come on. Let's make it easy for us.
We should. We absolutely should.
Can we just do that? Or we got the beach. We're by the theme parks. Come on. Let's make it easy on everyone here. Come on, man.
Absolutely. I'm all for it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
What's crazy? You guys are playing red hot basketball. Like just red hot. Win another conference tournament. Your women's program, if you can give them some love, I don't think they've lost a game since December. Tell us about the job MJ Baker has done with her program.
Oh, Coach MJ is unbelievable. I mean, she's the best coach in women's college basketball, and not just at the junior college level. She's one of the best coaches at any level of women's college basketball. And you say they haven't lost since. I mean, it feels like they haven't lost since like 2012. That's how long this winning streak seems like it is. And she's got an unbelievable team, and they've just gotten better and better as the year's gone on. And this might be her best coaching job, too. And she's done a great job the last few years. But, you know, losing some of the talented players she had last year and to be just as good, if not better, this year. I mean, it's unbelievable what she's done.
You're absolutely right. They went to the Final Four pretty much last year. This year, okay, they started 1-3 and then not have lost. I mean, is it hard to keep up with the women's program? It must be.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I can't say enough good things about the job that she's done. And, I mean, her evaluation of talent, her development of talent, you know, the way she gets her girls playing well together, you know, her game planning. I mean, she's absolutely phenomenal. And, again, not just at the women's junior college level, women's college basketball at any level, including UConn, including Iowa, including Tennessee, including Iowa. I mean, as I said, all the top teams. I mean, there's not many coaches anywhere better than Coach MJ. Just when you put the whole package together and what she brings to the table, it's extremely impressive.
Who has better shoe game, you or MJ Baker on game day?
I'll be honest, I haven't paid any attention to her shoes, so I can't tell you, except for I know I wear Jordans because my not just a big Jordan fan, but my oldest son, who's 2 years old, his name is Jordan, and so I wear Jordans for every game day. So I'm not sure what her shoes are, but I definitely have a lot of pride in mine.
Yeah, she'll be wearing like signature Jordans, and then you just have the basic Jordans on. You're gonna have to step up your game, buddy. You're gonna have to do it.
She's got me beat. I've settled in on a couple that I really like. One for our home jerseys, one for our away. But I don't know if I have any signature ones.
Yeah,
but I like. I'm wearing the Jordan 38s, which I really, really like.
Okay, so. I'm confused because you used to wear dress shoes. So what happened?
Yeah.
What? Where was the switch? Like, why are we going to the Jordans now when we coach?
Honestly, dress shoes are very uncomfortable. You know, but honestly, I actually switched it last year, and it had to do with, I kind of messed around with it a little bit before, but it had to do with my kids. You know, it had to do with, I did start wearing every once in a while a couple of years ago, but I've got some Jordans with some hot pink on them, and I would wear those every once in a while for my daughter.
Nice.
And then, you know, with my son coming along now, I've got another son, my third child. So it really started, you know, more than anything for my kids. But also, yeah, the dress shoes are not real comfortable. So I actually feel I feel really good and really powerful when I'm on the court wearing Jordans.
Nice.
Instead of in pain in dress shoes. So
you know what's interesting? So you're still wearing a suit. But then when I look at the NBA, no one's wearing a suit anymore. What's up with that, Coach? They need to wear suits again.
All right. So first of all, I agree with you. I think the suit's a great look. And so all of our home games, I wear suits. But I will say my assistant coaches have begged and begged and begged. And so on road games, I am actually wearing just dress pants and a polo with a long sleeve Jordan shirt underneath it. So I am actually wearing something outside of a suit on road games. So I can't believe it. My assistant coach talked me into it, but I'll tell you, it's been very comfortable.
Are you wearing Jordans, but Jordans as well?
Of course, with the Jordan. Absolutely.
You know what's the best?
I've got my white Jordan FIBA 38 that I wear at home, and then I've got my black and aqua Jordan 38 aquas for the road right now. So that's kind of rotating at the moment.
Have you seen the new Jordan 38 lows? Have you seen these?
Oh, they're amazing. I'm just waiting for my wife to buy me a pair. I can't buy them on my own. So my wife bought me both these pairs. Usually buys me one pair for a birthday and one pair for Christmas. And so I don't have a birthday coming up anytime soon, but the Lowe's.
Oh yeah.
That's the next one that I would really like, but I really can't buy them for myself. So I got to wait for her to buy me a pair.
Yes, you can. You have a job. You could do it if you want. Come on.
they're more special if it comes from my family. So.
Dude, those are nice. They're in white and they look like they're checkered type flag on. Those are, the problem is, I'm with you. I got to wait till they go down in price. Those are nice. I also have to show you, they're so ridiculous, Jeremy Shulman, that I might have to buy them. They are Puma, even though you guys are not a Puma school, but I think I could buy them. There's Scoot Henderson, that rookie on Portland. He is Puma, right? But they are Cheetos, like the chips. So they're orange with flames on them. I have to show you these shoes. They're ridiculous.
Oh, you're gonna have to send me a link or send me a picture.
You have to see it. So you open the box is orange and it says Cheetos and Puma on it. You open it up and it has an official Cheetos bag, and then inside of it is the shoes. You have to see it. Stupid.
That's unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, you'll have to say. I can't buy them. They're not Jordans. And I also do buy Asics now. I love Asics running shoes. But they're not Jordans or Asics. I probably can't buy them. I'll admire them from afar.
Wait, your team uniform, is that Team Jordan?
It is. It is. We do have Jordan uniforms.
Look, you know what I like about you? You're like me. You're a big fanboy. You can't help it. Okay.
I love it. I love it.
You can't.
Absolutely.
You cannot get enough. We're here with Jeremy Shulman, head basketball coach at Eastern Florida. So like you said, you're going to find out, just want to clarify this, you'll find out tomorrow morning, right, with the bracket?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. I want to end with this. I think what I like about your team, you kind of remind me of the Orlando Magic, where from the standpoint, the Magic are playing great basketball. But I don't, it's not like you guys have, you know, like a Michael Jordan type character where, oh, he's dropping 30 a game. I feel like you spread the love around where you can attack from 5, 6, 7 different players. Do you feel that way about your team?
I do. I mean, obviously we run a lot of stuff through Owen Aquino, you know, who will be an All-American this year, hopefully. But we also, we can run so many different angles. We can do so many different things, so many different concepts, so much different spacing. We've got a very, very deep team, and a lot of guys have a lot of belief in and a lot of faith in.
Tell me about Aquino and his story.
So Owen, I'm just so proud of him. He's from Madrid, Spain. He comes from parents who are Dominican father and African mother. Mm-hmm. He came here for a senior year of high school in Orlando at Central Point Christian, and a very talented kid, but didn't put up huge numbers. He's on an elite high school team, but was more of a role guy. Was still trying to figure things out, how to use all of his immense talent. Started for us as a true freshman last year, but again, didn't put up huge numbers, but just really impacted winning. And the progress he's made since last year is just absolutely astounding. To go from a role player his whole career to, I mean, he is our, he's our combination of Jokic and Giannis. And it's so special having a player like that that just can do so many things offensively, defensively, passing the ball, scoring the ball, rebounding. I mean, he's just special. And, I can't say some things that don't get announced until tomorrow, but he's going to have some nice awards coming his way soon.
You just gave him high praise for the description of what players you think he plays like. Do you believe this, what you just said?
Yeah, I do. I mean, he's our version of that. Obviously, he's not an NBA version of that. I mean, those are two of the three best players in the world. But for our level, he is. I mean, we run everything through him, and we run all of our systems so similar to Jokic. But he's also got the length and athleticism and versatility of a Giannis for our level. Obviously, not calling him a future NBA Hall of Famer, but for our level, that is is how we utilize him. It's pretty cool.
You can't, like, there's the way he can move on the court. There's a part of me, like, I know you have to practice and you got to work on your craft, but the way he can space and move on your team, some of that's God given talent. Some players can't do what he can do on the court, and I hope he understands that.
Oh, absolutely, and especially the way he processes the game. You know, that's a big thing NBA scouts talk about is how does their mind work? How do they process the game? And, you know, Owen processes the game at such a high level. You know, he just understands spacing, decision-making. It's like he's a chess player who sees the game three, yes, four, five moves ahead of time. And it's but you're right. I mean, it's natural. You cannot teach that. There's a lot of things he's improved on since he's been here, but that ability to process the game and that ability to think the game ahead of the play, I mean, that's just such a natural deal for him, and it just makes him extremely special.
Do you label him, oh, that's a European player? Do you do that, or is that not fair to European players?
Oh, no, I mean, we have so much pride. We have nine European players on our roster, so we just have so much pride in running such a European style and a European system. And I think six of our eight leading scorers are European, and seven of our eight leading scorers are European or Puerto Rican. Mm. And only one American is our top eight scorers right now. And so, you know, we've got such a Euro-style, you know, fit and system. So, I mean, we take a lot of pride. So, if you tell him he plays very European, he'll smile. He'll love it.
All right, so you guys aren't going to play till pretty much, you know, next week. What's the schedule now with class and practice right now?
So we caught up on a couple of days of rest just to try to get a little bumps and bruises recovered, and we'll scrimmage tomorrow. We save a scrimmage every October that we don't use just for this time. We'll scrimmage tomorrow just in a closed scrimmage, and, you know, we'll continue to do our weightlifting and our skill development, and then we'll head early next week up to Niceville, and we'll practice up there on Tuesday, and we'll get ready to go.
Before I let you go, then, you were talking basketball shoes. Well, really, I was, but I'll let you end with it. All right, what was your favorite basketball shoes you had when you played high school basketball?
You know, so technically it was, I guess, a year or two before high school, I think. But my favorite all-time shoes before high school were the Jordan 12s. I just absolutely loved the Jordan 12s. Mm. You know, during high school, and again, everything blurs together a little bit, but, you know, the Foamposites, you know, that eventually became the Pennies, but the Nike Foamposites were probably the best shoes I'd ever worn.
Either
in high school or around high school.
Wow, had that shoe? You had that originally.
It was phenomenal. And then just, again, whether it was in high school or in college, I'm drawing a blank, but then the Flightposites, which were not a super popular shoe, but the Flightposites, actually took the crown as the best shoe that I'd ever worn in games. And I had a couple different colors over a couple different years until I just couldn't find them anymore. But the Nike Flight Posit, which was never a popular shoe, that was the most, it just had the best responsiveness, light, comfortable, great structure on them. It was just the Nike Flight Posits were my go-to. And again, can't remember if it was senior year of high school, if it had gone into college at that point, but the Nike Flight Posits actually overtook the Jordan 12s and overtook the Foam Posits as my all-time favorite.
Okay, now I will present my case to the court. First off, that is a very famous shoe. You had that penny. That thing was not cheap, and it was all blue. It's like a futuristic shoe, and you had
it was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah, yeah.
You had those,
and so comfortable.
I had,
and it wasn't like quote unquote cool yet back then. It's actually gotten cooler, you know, over time. Loved it. Unbelievable shoe.
The ones I really loved, and this is for a local feel. So, 1995. So right before I went to high school for basketball, I had those original Penny Hardaways. Where I got to show you a photo.
Did you?
I had the original, and remember, for some reason, Michael Jordan wore those shoes for one game, like when he came back. So the original just had Penny on the back tongue, and
I loved
those. His first Air Penny ones, they try to resell now. Those are beautiful as well. Like Penny had some of the best.
Oh, no doubt.
The Jordan 12s is the flu game shoe. Oh, man.
Yep.
Dude, yep. I got those in high school. My parents, I felt so spoiled, but they let me get them. And, dude, I wore those all year, every day. And now they feel like they're boots, like you're going on the moon.
Yeah.
But, man, I love those flu game shoes. I love them so much. I really did.
They were amazing. And speaking of that, I've got to give a quick shout-out.
What?
One of the best memories I had growing up was my mom, who was just the most supporting mother ever. She just was absolutely amazing. The big thing for my birthday is she would take me to get a, not even every year, but every other year, every couple of years, she would take me to get the brand new Jordans, maybe every second or third year. And I just remember driving down to Nike Town in Atlanta, which was about a 3.5-4 hour drive from our house, because I hadn't had a pair of Jordans in a couple of years, and I was just so excited about, the new ones coming out in high school. And she drove me for my birthday. That was my birthday present from her, and it just still, to this day, rings very, very special. So shout out to my mom for that, and I love you, Mom.
Yeah, your mom's a very nice lady. I like talking to her. And even back then, if you're reminiscing, we're here with Jeremy Shulman. I'll let you go. Even in the 90s, like, getting an NBA jersey was a big deal. Like,
I think
this gets lost in the shuffle because you'd be champion. And I remember getting my Dennis Rodman 91 Bulls. Like, that was awesome. And then I had a Penny Hardaway Magic jersey. I had the blue one. It was awesome. I had one. Let me guess, 23. Is that what you're going to say? Come on.
Yes.
Just say it.
No, you're right. Getting jerseys, it's not the same as it is now, where it's easy to get them. Back in the day, it was hard to get them, and just wore those with pride. And I had a nice collection of a couple of really, really special jerseys that all got stolen when I was in college. So
it's okay.
All went by the wayside.
I know. You had your starter jacket as well, and then we all did.
Of course.
And you know what's one? Like, if you show this to your kids, your student-athletes now, they'll be like, what the hell is that? I loved my Sean Kemp Seattle Supersonics jersey. I loved it so much. Okay. Love the Rain Man. Jeremy Shulman, Eastern Florida State College men's basketball coach. Thank you so much for coming on, and good luck at the state tournament.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. Talk to you soon.